Just for information, please don't. There is a point between the sun and the earth, but the story is much more complicated because we have the moon, we have Mars, we have Venus, we have Mercury, we have a lot of planets around. But there is a point in which the gravity force of the earth balances the gravity force of the sun. Of course, the sun is much stronger, so this point is closer to the earth, and this is called Lagrange point, and there are a few points like that in which the two forces of gravity of the sun and on the earth are balancing each other. Here we have real zero g, because the two vectors are balancing each other, so this is real weightlessness. But these points, Lagrange points, are not many. It's a complicated story because we have, as I told you, planets, we have the moon, and so on. But there are points around the Earth in which there are absolutely true zero-G condition, not free fall, but zero-G condition. Just for information. It's not useful for us at this moment. So now let's enter into the biology and the physiology. And we try now to focus on structures, human structures, animal structures, cellular components, which may be affected by gravity. Now, a human body is around, in average, 70 kilograms. So, of course, the human body is attracted by gravity. The human body is feeling gravity. And if you go, instead of using the elevator, you go the escalator, you will feel what gravity means. But a cell, a single cell, has the weight of 0.1 milligram, is several thousand times less heavy than the human body. So we start to think, does a cell feel gravity or not? The human body is about 1.7 meter tall. A cell has a diameter of 10 micrometers. 1 micrometer is a million of a meter. So the cells are very, very small. The volume of the human body is about 0.1 cubic meter. The volume of the cell is about 1,000 micrometers. The human body has organs, the heart, muscles, bones, respiration system. The cell has very small corpusculi called organelles, and we will see some of them. In the body, we have the blood circulation. In the cell, we have a liquid which is called cytoplasma, and we have cytoplasmic movement. But we are really in the micro world. The human body has the skeleton, which is heavy. Our bones are heavy. The cells have a kind of cytoskeleton, and we'll discuss because the cytoskeleton plays a very important role in the effect of weightlessness on cells. Our body responds to environmental signals, including gravity, and the big question is, does the cell respond to gravitational signals? That's the question we are going to discuss in these days. So we have a comparison between the magnitude of the human body and the single cell. The human body has, like I'm standing here, hydraulic pressure. In principle, our body is a column of liquid. So the difference between the head and our feet is about 180 millimeter mercury, or with the modern units, 240 hectopascal. There is a strong hydraulic pressure on my feet. So as you know, if you go on a continental flight, you sit in the airplane 12 hours and you take off your shoes, And then before landing, you try to put your shoes on. You will see that it's difficult to put your shoe on because your feet have swollen. Has swollen because gravity, you are not moving, you are not exercising for hours and hours, and the blood and the body liquid, not only blood but also the other liquids, are accumulating in the lower part of your body. If I'm staying here all night, I will have tomorrow swollen feet because gravity is attracting my body liquids. So it's a very macroscopic effect. On the contrary, if I stay in bed for a long time and I wake up in the morning, I have swollen eyes because the liquid, if I stay like that, the liquid is distributing in the body much more than here, and you have maybe a puffy face, and we'll see this in the astronaut as well. So there is a huge effect of gravity compared to zero G on the cardiovascular system and in the distribution of liquids, blood, plasma essentially, blood and lymph in our body. Probably you know that we have about 4 liters of blood, but we have much more lymph liquid, which is not circulating, but it's liquid in our body, much more than blood. So this is one of the effects of gravity, which is not there in microgravity. Another systems. Which we are going to discuss in the next day, are the eye system. If I'm here, I see what is the ceiling and what is the ground. But if I'm on a spaceship, it's very difficult to distinguish between the two, especially because all our sensors, we'll discuss this tomorrow, are not working in zero G, especially the vestibular system, which is in our ear, is not working at zero G, and this may cause big problems. And tomorrow we'll discuss this in more detail, but these are all systems which may be affected in condition or weightlessness on a space laboratory or on a spaceship. The vestibular system is very interesting. It consists of 3 channels, which are here in our ear, 3 channels with liquid inside, and also these corpusculi, which are very heavy. And when we look in details inside here, here is a nice picture of the system. You have cilia, and you have these kind corpusculi, which are called otolith, and they are here. They are made of calcium carbonate, and they are sitting on a kind of jelly membrane. And when we move our head, they move around and they control my posture. My posture here, I'm not falling down, is controlled by this system. Discuss this in more detail tomorrow. And this is due to gravity. If I'm not in gravity, this system is not working. You see, these are the small crystals. We have this in our vestibular system. They're very small, 5 micrometers, very, very little, 5 millionths of a meter. But they are nice crystals of calcium carbonate. And all the animals, and even some insects, fishes have this system. And this system works only in gravity. In the absence of gravity, the system is failing, with some consequences. Frog oocyte. I'm now reviewing very fast. We go more in detail later. But reviewing very fast what we are going to discuss. The frog oocyte, this is the egg of the frog, has a so-called animal pole, which is dark, and the vegetal pole. And the animal pole is more dense, is heavier than the vegetal pole. And during the development, when the frog eye is first fertilized by the sperma of the the frog man, the masculine. Then there is a development, which is shown in more detail here. The frog eye is fertilized, start to undergo cleavage, and as I told you, one half is heavier than the other one. There are some important changes due to gravity. I'm not going now to discuss this in detail, but some colleagues in the Netherlands have discovered that if you fertilize the egg in weightlessness, in space, the system works in different manner. Because there is a heavy half and a lighter half of the frog egg. So there is an effect of gravity, and in the absence of gravity, this system is not working so well. Xenopus is a typical frog which is used in the experiments. They take the egg out, and you make the fertilization. In 3 hours, you have the formation of the so-called blastula, grastula, neurula, and so on. In the end, you have the small animal which develops to the frog. So you see, it takes about 36 hours to have, from the fertilization, to have this tadpole. It takes about 36 hours. So this is an experiment you can easily do in space. You can easily make, take the frog eggs, fertilize them, and investigate this development. And the very pioneering experiment have been performed in order to investigate how differentiation and how development is taking place in space. Another very important object, creature, which has been investigated is Paramecium. This is a monocellular, is about 1 millimeter long, has cilia, and it has a very, very intensely investigated system, which I'm not going to discuss, but here there are channels, small channels, and the weight of the cytoplasm, so it's exerting weight here, pressure, opens the channels when the animal swims upward. When the animal, I call it animal, but it's a protozoan, swims down, then the channels are open on the other side of the animal. And this has important effect, which will be discussed later on the movement of Paramecium. There is another similar protozoan, which is called Loxodes, which is about 200 micrometer long. And in these Loxodes, which is similar to Paramecium, these organelles have been identified, and these organelles are heavy, and thus responsible for gravitational response of Loxodes. Plants. Plants is a perfect object to investigate gravitational effect. Oh, this is not so typical, but there are some dear plants. Trees are growing like that, no? They're growing like that. So how does this work? In the inner part of the root, this is the root, there are small organelles called stratocytes, which are made of starch, amido starch, and they're very heavy. And this is an experiment which has been conducted on a sounding rockets lasting about 400 seconds by Sievers and their colleagues in Germany. And you see very nice pictures taken during the flight. You see that these organelles, which at 1G before flight, 187 seconds before launch, are interacting with the membrane of the root. When in condition of weightlessness, they start floating around. They don't exert any pressure anymore. And this is a cut in the root at the microscope, and you see all these organelles. So the interaction between the organelle and the membrane is not there anymore. And if you put the plant, this experiment has done many times, if you put the plant on the spaceship, it will grow like that, like a plant which could have drunk a lot of alcohol. Has no orientation anymore. If you take a plant which is growing like that, and you can do the experiment at home, and you turn the plant about 90 degrees like that, you will see that after the plant is growing, you will see, maybe you can do this with a bamboo plant, you see that at certain point the plant is changing this direction and is growing against the Earth vector. Oh, these are all gravitational effects, which will be discussed later, how the system works. But the sensor, the receptor for gravity, are the statocytes, the so-called statocytes. Here is another nice picture by our colleagues, Perbal in Paris. So this is the root in this direction, has been cut, zack, and you see here very well, at the end, very end of the root, which is growing like that, you see the organelles here. These are the statocytes, which are responsible for the growth of plants against the gravity vector. Let's now move to human cells. So these are monocytes. Is a monocyte cell line. Monocytes are part of the blood, white blood cells. They are the so-called phagocytes. These are larger cells which are responsible, as I will explain you in the immunology basic lecture, are responsible for eating up in our blood foreign bodies, viruses, parasites, and so on. So are very important cells. And this is a very nice picture made by fluorescence microscope by our colleagues in the University of Sassari. That Sassari is an island, Sardinia, in the Mediterranean. And we have a collaboration with this university. You see, these filaments, and we talk a lot about this, is the so-called cytoskeleton. So the human body has a skeleton made of bones. The cells have a cytoskeleton made of proteins. So you see all this filament is a flexible, not like bones, but a flexible structure, but a very network structure. And within this structure, you have the so-called organelle. You saw these small bodies which are distributed around. We talk a lot about that. That's another very nice picture. These are thyroid cells taken from the thyroid. And you see, these are, again, filaments within the cell. It's a huge magnification. And within you have the organelle. You can achieve these colors with special markers. And then you need a fluorescence microscope. But it's very, very nice. It's a kind of art, but a real picture of cell. That's another cell, very nice. You see the cytoskeleton, a very complicated network of protein, of microfilaments, and this is the nucleus in the middle. It's not always in the middle of the cell. So all these organelles interact with the cytoskeleton. We'll see more detail.